A new UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, this is for the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation. Cube.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF PO Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol you're going to set up on your home computer, but what it's going to do is come to you via text on your mobile phone. And with this, you can plan out everything you've got going on during the day. But what Civil Dispatch does unbidden, based upon your locale, is they're going to tell you about the things you can't possibly imagine, that there's no way to plan for it. Things like a terrorist attack, a flash flood, a tornado, an earthquake, man-made, Mother Nature, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. I got to think about, I'm thinking about taking a drive this weekend. And in terms of that, like when I was stationed at Fort Polk, Louisiana, when I wanted to come home for Christmas in the upstate of South Carolina, that's a 16-hour drive, you know? And I reflected on how long that drive was. And one time when I was going back and forth, I had a breakdown. And I was in the middle of nowhere. And I thought about just exactly how big that this country really is. Now, anti-liberty advocates will claim to you all the time that no one needs guns. The police will protect you. It's their job. So, let's take me out of my personal car and let's put me, say, going somewhere that's 30 miles away. Flipping on the switches on my lights. The siren is going. I'm going as fast as this car will let me go. And I'm going somewhere where lives might hang in the balance, and I'm racing there. For the police, when they consider distance and everything else, if they've been doing it longer than 2 days, they understand that what they're going to do is they're going to investigate the aftermath when they finally get there. In a lot of the United States, police simply can't keep a promise to help anyone. If you were to go, you know, depending on where you live, if you were to go to a shift roll call and just see how many officers are actually on duty, it might shock you. In many counties, there's only a handful of deputies on duty at any time. And these guys are responsible for hundreds of square miles of land. They're sometimes augmented by highway patrolmen, whose patrol districts are commonly even larger. And each highway patrol officer can only work one shift per day. Two-thirds of the time when they're needed, the time necessary for them to suit up and leave their home from a cold start must be added to their response time. The same problems face rural Americans, but the residents of innumerable small towns also can't sometimes afford a police force. And it's not just a rural reality. In Detroit, 911 emergency response times range from 58 minutes when the police come at all to 4 hours. According to the Women's Self-Defense Institute, it notes, according to the American Police Beat, the average response time for an emergency call is 10 minutes. Atlanta has the worst response time with 11 to 12. Nashville comes in at a lightning speed of 9. The Department of Justice, with their statistical prowess, reports that the best response time is 4 minutes and the worst over 1 hour. These are simply realities of time and distance. An officer 10 miles from a call is going to take more than 10 minutes to get there. If he's 40 miles away, it will take longer. And if there's no officer immediately available to answer an emergency call, longer still. Then you've got to take into certain considerations, how well trained are the dispatchers, how lazy are the dispatchers, what kind of errors can be made. There's a whole lot of human factors in between you making that call and somebody showing up at your door. Now imagine that a violent armed gang of burglars is in the process of breaking down your door as you dial 911. Would them cutting the average response time in half, which is about 5.5 minutes, is that going to be helpful to you? Or is the officer just going to have to bring in his box of chalk and collect some evidence? Now, while I sit here constantly decrying the increasing militarization of the police, the other part of it is that in the age of Obamanomics, a lot of police departments are getting cut. They're having to cut their manpower to the bone. And that's always the biggest part of any police budget, personnel. Whenever there's cuts to be made, they're always done in manpower. There's really nowhere else to cut. No matter how fast they want to be and how much they want to protect their community, they're operating at a disadvantage from the get-go. And put on top of that the police have no legal duty to protect any individual citizen at all. They are responsible only to deter crime by their tactics and presence, and they investigate crimes after they occur in the hopes of arresting a criminal that has committed a crime. That's what they do. You can't sue them. There's a Supreme Court case that made sure of that, Castle Rock versus Gonzalez. June 1999, 5 p.m. in Castle Rock, Colorado, Jessica Gonzalez's 3 daughters, 7, 9, and 10, were playing in her yard. Without her knowledge or permission and against the conditions of a custody agreement and a restraining order, her estranged husband took the girls. She called the police at 7:30 p.m. and 2 officers came to her home. She showed them copies of the custody agreement and the restraining order and begged them to enforce it and return her daughters, but they told her they could do nothing and directed her to call at 10 p.m. if the girls weren't home. Now, why 10 p.m.? A lot of police departments schedule shift changes at 10 p.m. They were likely trying to put the call off on the following shift, a common practice for officers that don't want to handle an annoying or potentially unproductive call. She spoke with Gonzalez by cell phone at about 8:38 and again called the police, who again refused to act. She called the police at 10 and they put her off until midnight. She called at midnight and again the police did nothing. She drove to Mr. Gonzalez's apartment and found no one home. She called the police at 1:10 a.m. They promised to send an officer, but no one came. At 1:50 a.m., she went to the police station and begged them to make an incident report. The officer took her complaint. Taking her complaint, actually did something when she left. He went to dinner. At 3:20 a.m., Mr. Gonzalez arrived at the police station to commit suicide by a cop with a handgun he bought hours earlier. He opened fire on the station. Now, they were not actually able to ignore a man actually shooting at the police station. They finally did their duty and granted Mr. Gonzalez's wish by returning fire and killing him. Inside his pickup truck, the police found the bodies of his three young daughters. Mr. Gonzalez had shot and killed them earlier. And that's where this fine Supreme Court case comes from. We'll continue on with this, but you really need to get into your head the very firm understanding that you are your own first responder. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
When my church runs me out of town,
never buy the wrong mount, optic, or accessory again. From 22 to 50 cal, Mounting Solutions Plus has the right accessories for your precision shooting needs. Mounting Solutions Plus will aim you in the right direction with knowledgeable support and quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to mountsplus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
More pounding from the blunt object.
All right, welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Now, in the case of Jessica Gonzalez, we're talking about how long it takes police to respond to you, if things are going well. And we're talking about an example where they didn't go very well at all. In the case of Jessica Gonzalez, the police knew about the danger. She had been telling them about the danger for quite some time. They knew her husband was violating the law, yet officer after officer chose to do nothing. And Mr. Gonzalez and his daughters died as a result of this inaction. That's a very bad case individually, but there's many more like that, where officers didn't respond to rapes in progress because the call was inadvertently assigned a low priority. There's been calls where people have been maimed and crippled and murdered because of police mistakes, because there weren't enough officers to respond quickly, or because they simply couldn't be bothered to do their job. Consider the February 2011 case of Joseph Lozito. Maxim Gelman stabbed three people to death and killed another with a car. Then he entered the subway in which Mr. Lozito was riding. He tried to force his way into the operator's cab of the train where two NYPD officers that were actually looking for him were locked in. They remained locked in the cab watching as Maxim attacked Lozito, stabbing him in the face, head, and elsewhere. One of the officers later admitted to a grand jury that he remained in the cab because he was afraid Gelman might have a gun. Lozito wrestled Maxim to the floor, disarmed him, and bleeding heavily, held him there. Only then did the two police officers open the cab door and handcuff the already restrained Maxim. Lozito survived with many stitches and tried to sue the NYPD, but under Castle Rock versus Gonzalez, he failed. It is the principle, not the rule of law, that matters here. The police cannot be held responsible for failing to protect anyone, no matter how heartrending or outrageous the circumstances. Now keep in mind that for the most part, police officers have a code of honor. They feel institutionally and personally responsible for doing their best for the public, and they absolutely love to catch bad guys in the act, the better. But there are very few police officers. There's more criminals and far more citizens. And police officers are only as good as their last report, their last arrest. Their integrity and ability are measured every day by their fellow officers. An officer who fails to protect anyone when they had the means and ability to do so is considered unreliable, even a coward, by his fellow officers. Unfortunately, that's not universally true. There are officers and agencies where personal safety and convenience matter more than serving and protecting any member of the public. In such places, the fate of citizens matters little, and the officers that allow citizens to be injured worse when they could have acted suffer little or not at all in their selfishness and cowardice. Some agencies and officers understand, and rather than trying to maintain the fiction that the police can protect the public, they tell the truth. Here in the upstate, let's go to the phones real quick. John in Tennessee, yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Yes.
You know, over the last 25 years, would you say that things in Detroit have improved or degraded?
Well, actually, right now, their crime is going down, and Police Chief James Craig credits that to the people carrying guns in his city.
Okay, well, the reason I asked was about 25 years ago, Bill, New Year's Eve, I was in Detroit delivering gasoline, and I heard something hit the side of my truck. Looked in my mirror and saw that someone had shot a hole in the tank and I was leaking gasoline.
Oh, nice.
So in about 2 minutes after I pulled over into a gas station, state police showed up. It was a pretty fast response. Now, people are actually having their cars stolen while they're pumping gas. They're being murdered at ATM machines. They're being assaulted at a public telephone booth. You know, we're to the point now, Bill, where even the police, not only are they showing signs of cowardice, and I'm generalizing all of them, but they are literally afraid of the people that they've sworn to bring to justice, you know, if you believe that. When I see to preserve and protect on the side of a car, this little voice inside of me lets loose of a chuckle, because I know that not only is it not their job, they're not going to do it. There's so much going on in these cities that we're not being made aware of, that even if they had the desire to be a protector, to be the sheepdog, like you've called yourself, if they wanted to do it, they're incapable because they're overwhelmed just by sheer numbers. And
yeah.
You know, I called up to Detroit yesterday, And I got a hold of a car dealership just to call. And I said, well, how's Detroit doing? Are you coming back? His response was, oh, yeah, we're building a $500 million-plus arena to play hockey in. Mm. And it's bankrupt in a city that is having their streetlights repossessed by the manufacturers. The lights are literally going out in Detroit because they can't pay the bill on the lights that they owe money on. They're building an arena to play hockey in. You know, it's absurd. It's laughable. And if it wasn't so serious, it'd be funny. You know, I called in to a radio station this morning here in Nashville. They were asking for information on the airliner that was shot down yesterday. They wanted anybody with military experience and weapons to call in. I called in, and I offered, you know, they said, no, don't think so, because I'm not on their list. I called back in. I said, what's the matter? Do you want the truth? And Bill, the response will blow your mind. No, we don't want to know the truth. That was the call screener. No, we don't. So, you know, believe the lie, folks. The people that you hear on the radio, on the networks, and the 90,000-watt radio stations are nothing more than paid political facilitators to lead you to the edge of the cliff like a Pied Piper, to walk you over the cliff into the New World Order. And that's a fact.
So they didn't want to... So they put out a call. They put out a call. Any prior military out there, we'd like to know what kind of weapon could take down an airliner. And you called up there to... What were you going to tell them, Stinger?
What I was going to tell them basically was what had happened. And Bill, I haven't said this on your broadcast yet, but Tuesday, I look at stuff, and I looked at the stock sales of Malaysian Airlines this week prior to the shootdown. And on Tuesday, there were no stocks traded. Absolutely zero sales, zero purchases of Malaysian Airlines. On Wednesday, the day prior to the shootdown, 93,211,500 sales of their stock. So somebody had, you know, common sense would tell you someone knew, someone got rich, and the one that has to benefit the most, I'm sorry to say, is not Russia, it's not the Ukraine, it's the United States. They have the most to gain by taking this airliner down. I don't believe it was an accident. I believe it was a false flag event, and quite possibly, if you know that you can change the identity of a plane by changing the black box out, this could have been, whether we want to believe it or not, it's halfway around the world. We're only going to have what they want us to know. It could have been the disappeared airliner from a few months ago. We don't know.
Well, all food for thought. I'm running out of time. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepublic.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Woo, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We've been talking about police response time and police responsibility. There are a few officers out there, a few heads of police departments, a few sheriffs, that really understand what the problem is. And rather than trying to maintain the fiction that the police can protect the public, they tell the truth. Now, right up the road from me is such a guy. That's Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright. A couple of years back, in the aftermath of an attempted rape, he urged local women to obtain concealed weapon permits and be prepared to protect themselves. It just struck me wrong that we keep telling everyone, trust us, trust us, trust us, but in reality, you need to protect yourself. Then Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark is of the same mind. He had to drastically cut his manpower. He told the residents of Milwaukee County that they have a duty to protect themselves and their families. He said, once the wolf is at the door, once the intruder is inside your home, once you're on the street and someone sticks a gun in your face, take your car or your wallet, you don't have the option of calling 911. Even in Detroit, Chief of Police James Craig is urging citizens to become armed. He says if more citizens were armed, criminals would think twice about attacking them. Since I like to do this from a standpoint of facts. This is a fact you can use the next time you hear an anti-liberty mouthpiece demanding that you are disarmed. Remember and remind them that the police not only can't protect everyone, they're not even required to do it. When it comes to protecting our lives and the lives of the people around us, we're really on our own for the first 11 minutes. And we always have been on our own. Have you ever taken a look at the way the gun controllers try to approach their craft? What they're trying to do, what they're actually trying to do. Now, gun controllers are in it for the long haul. They're in it for the small victory, and if they have a small defeat, well, that doesn't matter because they're in it for the long haul. It's a marathon, they know it. The people who are plotting to take away your guns think really long term, and that means that we have to as well. They don't care if it's going to take decades to implement. It's been going on for decades. It's been going on since the 70s with Pete Shield. We pose a special problem for the gun grabbers because our culture is so connected to firearms. So their roadmap for gun control involves these steps. First of all, there's brainwashing. This is primarily aimed at children and young people. This is why Archie Andrews is getting killed off in a comic book. An alternative timeline, mind you. This is why they implement zero tolerance policies in schools. This is why children are severely punished for pretending, playing around, or wearing t-shirts. The schools involve the parents and make a big deal out of any minor infraction to teach kids that guns are bad. They also use books, movies, and television to reinforce this message, and now comics. Some cities have even set up gun buyback programs for toy guns. This teaches children that the only thing you should do with guns is get rid of them before someone gets hurt. Most children are being taught to hate and fear guns. When they turn 18, it won't be very hard to convince them to vote for gun control. Then there's propaganda. This is what Bloomberg is spending millions of dollars on. The goal is to create a stigma against guns and gun owners. They did this in the 70s and 80s with cigarettes and tobacco. First, you know, it's just simple reminders. Then there's articles and research studies, say like in Rolling Stone. Then come the bans. First indoors, then outdoors. Eventually smokers became social outcasts. This was the plan all along, to make society hate some group by constantly demonizing them. And they're trying to do the same thing to gun owners. Starts with simple anti-gun messages. Then groups like Everytown and Moms Demand start pressuring local businesses. Then they get people to start pressuring sites like Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter to silence gun owners. Then the government sponsors bogus research studies and anti-gun groups ridicule gun owners and gun culture. Their philosophy is the nail that sticks up gets hammered down. Now, we are, as humans, social creatures, and nobody likes to be ostracized. People who create this propaganda use this trait to create conformity. If people think they'll be made fun of or shunned because of their beliefs, they'll keep their heads down and stay quiet. And that's what the propaganda is all about, making gun owners feel isolated and wrong. It's also about getting others to hate them. Which, that would have to be a lot of hate in the United States with 100 million plus. Then, of course, there's the global strategy. This is where the bigger plan for global gun control emerges. Why do you think Obama likes the Australian system of gun control? They're hoping that what has happened in Australia after the Port Arthur massacre would happen here after Sandy Hook. The Australian system of gun control fits the UN model exactly. They are the template for that all other nations will be patterned after. The Obama administration signed the UN arms trade treaty, knowing that the current Senate would never ratify it. But you have to remember that this is a long-term strategy for these guys. The globalists can leave it sitting there collecting dust until some future anti-gun Senate comes along that does ratify it. And that's exactly the plan. The UN plan is three steps. Regulate the types of firearms that civilians can own. Regulate the acceptable uses of those firearms. Regulate the civilian owners of these firearms. In Australia, they got all three of these steps. They have to ask permission from their government to buy a gun. They have to pay a lot of money for classes and a license. There's only a small list of acceptable guns, and only acceptable uses are target shooting and hunting. Self-defense is not considered an acceptable use. They're also required to keep their guns locked up at the sports club when they're not using them. They can't even have them out of their house. This is the dream for us here in the United States. It may take them a long time to implement it, but believe that they're working on this plan at all times. So how do we start? How do we start pushing back on this? Well, it starts with your kids. It starts with young people. You probably, you know, I have grandchildren, I have cousins, nieces, nephews, neighbors. It starts with you talking to people that you may not, you don't know if they have a gun or not. The second step is to simply be aware of the long-term plan. Knowledge is, after all, power. Every time you see an article or see something on TV, think of it in terms of a long-term strategy. See this propaganda for what it is. And how is it fitting their plan? You got to start breaking this down. How does this advance their anti-gun agenda? Final step to fight back is to permanently undo the United States' attachment to the UN Arms Trade Treaty. They could pass legislation to nullify this nightmare. The U.S. Constitution is very clear when it comes to the individual right of you to keep and bear arms. The UN Arms Trade Treaty is unlawful in this country. It can never be enforced here. The people who signed this, the senators who voted for it, are traitors. Plain and simple. It would be nice to vote them out of office. But look at the districts they come from. Get realistic as you fight back. Go for the low-hanging fruit. Take out the ones that can be taken out. Coming up on the last break, when we get back, we're going to talk about the Port Arthur slaying, the Port Arthur massacre, which was the genesis for the Australian gun grab. Because there's a few things out there. There's a few inconsistencies out there, and a lot of flags go up when you take a really good look at this shooting, which I've never done before. And considering what they're pushing, more flags arise. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIGuns.com.
STI, the surgery firearms at the highest level.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas, showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
The past. On a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, bald and dangerous.
All right, welcome back.
On a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Here in the United States, Dianne Feinstein writes a new assault weapon ban every year. She changes the dates on her old one, goes to the Gun Digest, looks for the ugly ones, and proposes to ban them. Now, in Australia, the precipitating event for their gun ban was the Port Arthur massacre. Now, in 1988, it was said it would take a massacre in Tasmania before they would be able to introduce gun laws. In March of 1996, less than a month before the massacre at Port Arthur, the Gun Coalition's Tasmanian coordinator, Mr. Roland Brown, wrote to the Hobart Mercury newspaper warning of a Dunblane-style massacre in Tasmania unless the gun laws were changed. Their legislation that is enforced today was written and printed
before the Port Arthur massacre, they had on hand pre-positioned a 22-body morgue truck in Tasmania. How many of those are laying around there? The Royal Hobart Hospital had put their emergency plan in place 2 days before the massacre. The Hobart Hospital had a trauma seminar timed to end at the exact moment the shooting started. The helicopter pilots were already available that Sunday. The local police were decoyed to be at the opposite end of the peninsula at the exact moment of the shooting. There were lots of reporters on hand because there was a world press conference. The shooter, the alleged shooter, was a man named Martin Bryant, intellectually impaired, registered invalid with an IQ of 66. Rebecca McKenna sat next to him when he was eating lunch. She said while he was drinking his drink, he seemed anxious. Then he went back into the cafeteria. His cafeteria was tray. The tray in the cafeteria was important because that was his personal ID card. Fingerprints, thumbprints, palm prints, saliva, sweat, skin, and possibly hair from the shooter was on that tray. The tray contained real physical evidence as to the identity of the shooter. Where the flags go up is when you start breaking down the actual event. The killer was right-handed. Martin Bryant is left-handed. The killer shot from the hip, right-handed. The killer shot 32 people, killing 20 and injuring 12. The killer scored 20 headshots from the right hip in 90 seconds. There's only about 20 people in the world that are that good in the Western world. And these are the spooks from the various governments. The killer stopped shooting after firing 29 shots of the 30 in the magazine, leaving a live round in the breech while changing magazines. Counting rounds when you're firing a gun at a rate of 48 rounds per minute is a technique that requires tens of thousands of shots to perfect. It is a very high degree of a military skill at arms, far beyond a mentally retarded youth who fired at a few cans and bits of cardboard in the bush. The official police version says the massacre was first reported at 1:35 p.m. local time by Port Arthur security manager Ian Kingston. According to police, he went into the cafe while the shooting was going on and backed out, then reported the massacre. Wendy Skurr was a lady who held the phone out the window to convince police there was a shooting in progress. They didn't want to acknowledge Wendy. She doesn't believe the official police version. In fact, Wendy tours Australia on speaking tours, telling all that the official version is fiction. According to police, the Martins were shot at Seascape, while police evidence also proved Bryant was at a service station 57 kilometers away. Police say he arrived at the historic site at 1:15 p.m. They have proof that he was there at 12:45 p.m. Police were pinned down by a fire from the shed in the Seascape cottage. That was a good trick for a lone gunman. Very hard to pin somebody down when you are in one position and can't move. There were several suspicious non-locals that left the area. And then the bridge was shut down connecting them. All evidence of the shooting was removed from the building as to make it a sacred site. This is no coincidence. Mr. Bryant would have had an infrared red night vision scope to tell police their sniper was unwelcome and had to move on. Supposedly, somehow or other, they were shot at from two buildings during the siege. The killer sat next to the witness, When the police got a hold of that tray, it was supposed to be his ID card, they tried to get rid of it. They got rid of the identifying piece of evidence. The rifles, somehow or other, were destroyed by breech blasts. You know, a breech blast that destroys a gun is so rare in this era, it's almost unheard of. But somehow this happened. One blast pushed fluid brass into the steel breech block. That would just about take a nuclear primer. And all this is just nonsense or a planned demolition to allow false evidence. In the case where there's foreign nationals killed and there's deaths by fire, there's supposed to be something called a coronial inquiry. But they had not. They didn't have that. The Evidence Act in Australia requires that all evidence be considered. And more evidence was concealed than presented. If you look at the court transcript, you would find that pages 1 through 9 are deleted, 10 is deleted, 11 through 16 presented, 17 is partially deleted, 18 deleted, 19 to 22 is presented, 22 to 23 is deleted, 24 to 31 is presented, 32 to 35 deleted, parts of page 36 deleted, 37 to 38 is presented, 39 deleted, 40 deleted, 41 deleted, 42 presented, 43 deleted. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So 52 of the first 146 pages of transcript were not presented. The excuse was that the video recorder failed, so the transcript had to be reconstructed from audio tape that was made independently at the same time. The backup didn't fail. But how could a written transcript be affected in any case? Bryant ended up confessing so he could get a TV set in his cell. He had been in solitary at least 10 times. Just doesn't smell right, does it? But that's what they have in Australia. Flip it to the next hour on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.